More on emergencies.
One. By now, you are able to more or less function in Arabic in case you have an accident in Saudi Arabia, or if you stop to help a Saudi who has had an accident. But there are a few more words and expressions that you should know in order to make things easy, just in case something goes wrong in the road. The first good thing to know might be the Arabic word for accident. It is...
Hadith.
It begins with a heavy sound, ha. Listen to it and repeat it after the speaker.
Hadith. 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 Hadith.
Let's put the word hadith, accident, into the framework of some sentences. Here's a question a Saudi policeman might ask you sometime. Translate it.
Where is the hadith?
It means, where's the accident? Repeat it.
وين الحادث؟ وين الحادث؟
Here's a possible answer to the question, and you might have to say it to a Saudi policeman someday. Translate it. You'll hear it twice.
الحادث هناك في طريق المطار. الحادث هناك في طريق المطار.
It means, the accident is over there on Airport Road. Repeat it after the speaker, first in two parts, then together.
الحادث هناك في طريق المطار. الحادث هناك في طريق المطار. الحادث هناك في طريق المطار. الحادث هناك في طريق المطار.
If the accident is next to Hotel Saudiya, here is what you would say to a Saudi policeman.
الحادث جنب فندق السعودية.
Repeat it.
الحادث جنب فندق السعودية. الحادث جنب فندق السعودية.
Translate the sentence you're now going to hear. You'll hear it twice.
في حادث قدام مطعم الأمير. في حادث قدام مطعم الأمير.
It means there's an accident in front of the Prince restaurant. Repeat it after the speaker.
في حادث قدام مطعم الأمير. في حادث قدام مطعم الأمير.
Two. If you get into an accident, you may want to inquire about a doctor. Or if you stop to help a Saudi, you may want to ask him if he wants to see a doctor. First, let's learn the word for doctor. It is...
Tabib.
It starts with the emphatic ta. Listen and repeat.
Tabib. 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 Tabib.
How would you say to someone, get me a doctor, or call me a doctor? It would be?
اطلب لي طبيب.
Repeat it.
اطلب لي طبيب. اطلب لي طبيب.
Translate this answer to that request. You'll hear it twice.
رح أطلب لك طبيب دالحين. رح أطلب لك طبيب دالحين.
It means, I'll call a doctor for you now. Or you could translate it as, I'll get you a doctor now. Let's see if you can say it. Repeat it after the speaker.
رح أطلب لك طبيب دالحين. رح أطلب لك طبيب دالحين.
Let's suppose you are somewhere in downtown Jeddah, for example, and suddenly you get very sick and are unable to drive back to your quarters. You want to see a doctor right away. You could simply say to a nearby Saudi, I want a doctor. How would you say it?
أبغي طبيب.
Repeat it.
أبغي طبيب. أبغي طبيب.
You could also ask someone, where is there a doctor here? That would be,
وين في طبيب هنا؟
Repeat it.
وين في طبيب هنا؟ وين في طبيب هنا؟
Here's an answer to that question. Listen carefully, then translate it. You'll hear it twice.
في طبيب في هذه العمارة هناك في ثاني طبقة. في طبيب في هذه العمارة هناك في ثاني طبقة.
It means there's a doctor in the building over there on the second floor. Listen to it once more.
في طبيب في هذه العمارة هناك في ثاني طبقة.
It's possible that you'll want to call a doctor from a phone somewhere in town. In that case, you will have to find out his phone number. How would you ask about it? You could say,
إيش تلفون الطبيب?
Which means, what is the doctor's telephone? Or you could say,
إيش رقم تلفون الطبيب?
Which means, what is the doctor's telephone number? Repeat the first question after the speaker.
إيش تلفون الطبيب? إيش تلفون الطبيب؟ إيش تلفون الطبيب؟
Now try repeating the second one.
إيش رقم تلفون الطبيب؟ إيش رقم تلفون الطبيب؟ إيش رقم تلفون الطبيب؟
It might happen that you're driving in another city somewhere and need to find a doctor. A good question would be, where's the doctor's house? That would be,
وين بيت الطبيب؟
Say it after the speaker.
وين بيت الطبيب؟ وين بيت الطبيب؟ وين بيت الطبيب؟
After you reach the doctor's office or home, you'll want to ask if the doctor is in. How would you ask that question?
الطبيب موجود؟
Repeat it.
الطبيب موجود؟ الطبيب موجود؟ الطبيب موجود؟
The answer to this question, hopefully, will be
إيوة، الطبيب موجود، اتفضل.
Listen to it again, then translate it.
إيوة، الطبيب موجود، اتفضل.
It means, yes, the doctor is in. Please come in. 3. It may happen that the doctor is not in. This is how the receptionist or nurse will say, no, the doctor is not in.
لا, الطبيب مو موجود.
Here you have a new word, mu, meaning not. You already know one word which means not. It is ما, and is used with verbs. For example,
ما أفهم,
I don't understand, or
ما أهرج عربي,
I don't speak Arabic. This new word, mu, is used with nouns, adjectives, and so forth. For example, the doctor is not in, is
الطبيب مو موجود.
Let's see if you can translate this next sentence.
أنا مو طبيب.
It means, I'm not a doctor. What about this next sentence? See if you can translate it. We'll say it twice for you.
هذه العمارة مو مستشفى. هذه العمارة مو مستشفى.
It means, this building is not a hospital. How would you tell a Saudi, I am not an officer? It would be?
أنا مو ضابط.
Repeat it.
أنا مو ضابط. أنا مو ضابط. أنا مو ضابط.
Supposing you are a doctor in the military, here's what you would say to a Saudi who wants to know who you are. Listen to it.
أنا طبيب عسكري. أنا طبيب عسكري.
Literally, it means, I'm a military doctor. Repeat it.
أنا طبيب عسكري. أنا طبيب عسكري.
A Saudi has asked you if a lieutenant friend of yours is a military doctor. Tell him, no, the lieutenant is not a military doctor.
لا, الملازم مو طبيب عسكري.
Repeat it.
لا, الملازم مو طبيب عسكري.
Four. Many, if not most, doctors in Saudi Arabia speak some English. You might, however, have to deal with one who doesn't. And in that case, you should at least be able to tell him where you hurt if you have been in an accident or have suddenly become sick. He might start off with a question such as, are you in pain or do you feel pain? The word for pain is
ألم.
Listen to it and repeat it.
ألم. 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 ألم.
The question, do you feel pain, in Arabic, would be literally, do you have pain? Listen to it.
عندك ألم؟ عندك ألم؟ عندك ألم؟
Repeat it.
عندك ألم؟ عندك ألم؟ عندك ألم؟
The doctor, instead of saying عندك ألم, might ask the following question. Listen to it and translate it.
وين الألم؟
It means, where's the pain? Or where does it hurt you? Listen to it again and repeat it after the speaker.
وين الألم؟ وين الألم؟ وين الألم؟
All right, supposing you're pointing to the place where the pain is. Tell the doctor, the pain is here. You would say,
الألم هنا.
Listen to it and repeat it.
الألم هنا. الألم هنا. الألم هنا.
A variation of that would be
عندي ألم هنا.
What does that mean? It means I have a pain here, or it hurts me here. Listen to it and repeat it.
عندي ألم هنا. عندي ألم هنا.
End of module 7, side 1.